Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Dale Lally, and we're going to talk some Steeler football today. We'll start off talking a little bit about, well, a subject that is certainly big on the minds of Steeler fans, and that is linebacker Devin Bush. Bush spoke to the media here at St. Vincent College earlier today, and well, it was the first time he's spoken in this training camp. And I can tell you that much like Lawrence Timmons before him, and he's not the only players that struggle in these kind of moments, but some players just don't like to talk to the media. They certainly don't like to talk to a group of media all at one time. And, you know, they just have some issues with that kind of thing. And so they don't maybe always come across maybe the way they would have liked. So I think when people are reading, you know, Devin Bush's quotes or hearing them or whatever, however you're digesting what Devin Bush had to say on Tuesday, keep in mind that he struggles in those kind of situations. So I know people are going to grasp onto, him saying it's a business. I'm still going to be in the NFL. So we'll see. Here's the thing. He's probably right about that. He is going to be in the NFL somewhere. He's going to get another chance somewhere, even if things don't work out in Pittsburgh this season. He was the 10th overall pick in the draft. And that's exactly where he was supposed to go. Now, I know people were also looking at some of the videos and things of that nature of what happened in the game Saturday. And said, well, Devin Bush was awful and he didn't have any tackles. And all this stuff. I went over that in an earlier show. I don't know that he was as bad as everybody seems to think. I will say this. He wasn't great. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I did focus on Devin Bush throughout practice today. And I'll say this. He wasn't rotating today with Robert Spillane. Robert Spillane, to me, has shown time and time again he can't play in the NFL. Can't cover anybody. That's a problem. No, he's an excellent special teams player. He's an NFL player. There's no doubt about that. So is Bush. The people say, oh, you need to cut this guy or cut that guy and just get rid of him and all that stuff. Just tap the brakes on that stuff a little bit. Because I watched Devin Bush closely in Tuesday's practice. And I saw a player who I think is going to be okay. He's never going to live up to being the 10th overall pick in the draft. That's just not going to happen. There aren't many players taken, when you trade up that many draft picks and give up what the Steelers did to go get Devin Bush, he has to become a star. And that doesn't look like it's going to happen, at least not here. But that doesn't mean he can't be a solid NFL player. That's going to happen. I know that everybody saw the video of him getting, well, he didn't see that cutback lane against against Seattle. That's largely because the linebacker was getting in front of him, who was supposed to have the outside leverage on that play, got completely washed out and screened him off on the play. So try to look at it through at least semi-objective lenses when you're watching these things. Again, he's not been great. He wasn't good in Saturday's game, but he's not the worst player. I've seen people trying to compare him to Jarvis Jones. Come on. Let's not go there. He's not that. He's already made more plays in his career to this point than Jarvis Jones made in his career. He's not Huey Richardson. teams make mistakes with guys. Doesn't mean, you know, so I'm willing to let this thing play out. I'm not going to make a rash decision about Devin Bush based off of one preseason game or how things looked last year. I want to see what it looks like this year. And I've watched him in practice, and I've seen a player who's much more engaged and seems to have a much better idea of things. Let's see what it looks like on Saturday, this Saturday, when they had the starting defensive line out there. And see if Devin Bush makes some plays in that game. That's what I want to see from him. Young linebackers are going to make mistakes, and make no mistake about it, he is still a young linebacker. That is a position where, you know, guys take time. They just do. You'd like to see him make some splash plays along the way as he makes time, as he makes his way and becomes, you know, a better player. We haven't seen that. And that's the thing that's been missing, are the splash plays that he was making early in his career. So we'll see. I'm going to hold out judgment on this right now, but I know that Robert Spillane isn't that guy. So if it's not Devin Bush and it's not Robert Spillane, then the Steelers have a problem. Then they got to find another inside linebacker. But they're going to exhaust all options here, trying to get to see if it's Devin Bush. But I know, as I said, Robert Spillane is not that guy. I'm going to take a break. You're listening to The Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. We'll be back with more right after this. Earlier today, we got a chance to finally talk to Andy Weidel. He's the Steelers' new assistant general manager. And, you know, I thought he came off pretty well in talking about, you know, his background and what he's bringing to the table here. And he did talk about his long-standing relationship with Omar Khan. They worked together with the Saints back in 2000. And so those two got to be friends. At that time, as I reported, you know, a while back when he was first hired, that, you know, they have a pretty good working relationship with each other. That goes back, you know, 20 plus years to when they were both young guys working with the Saints. If you look at Weidel's background, it is pretty interesting in that he worked for the Steelers, where he, as he mentioned today, got to work a couple of years with Bill Nunn, Tom Donahoe, Tom Modrak. Those guys were all around with the Steelers back at that time. Then he goes to the Saints, where he works with Mickey Loomis, who's a well-respected football mind and has done a really good job. And they've been a very aggressive team, you know, with a lot of the stuff, the moves that they've made. Then he goes and he works for the Ravens and got to see how Ozzie Newsome did things. And, you know, the Ravens have been a team over the years, especially in recent years, that have really done well playing the comp game. And, you know, using those compensatory picks to load up with draft choices in those mid rounds. And then he goes, you know, the last few seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles, where, you know, he got to work with a team that's very analytics driven. And, you know, I asked him about, you know, how much he relies on the analytics stuff. You know, is it to be on the, you know, how does he view things with analytics? And here's what he had to say to that.
I think if it's applied and you can find a usefulness, it's a tool. You know, it's not the end all be all, but there are things you can find in it that'll be helpful. You know, just little things here and there. So I think the key is to find applied. There's so much data, there's so many stats right now. You can get inundated with it, and I think the key is to find the important things. You know, to find the important data and how you can apply it to what your program is and to what's important to your team and your program.
So I thought that was interesting that, you know, that answer that, you know, hey, analytics means something in football, but it can't mean everything. You still have to trust your eyes. There's still a place there for scouting. It can't just be, well, this guy runs a 4.2, so he can play football. Because we know that's not the case. We know that's not true. if that were the, you know, if that was the case, you know, the NFL teams would just be going out and scouting the, or just signing guys off the USA track and field team. And you go get the biggest, strongest guys, and they would play, they would be your offensive lineman. There's still skill involved here. There's still things of that nature that, that make this an interesting meshing of analytics and scouting. So, you know, I think that was interesting to me today because he comes, you know, both the Ravens and the Eagles are heavy in the, into the analytics stuff, probably more so than the Steelers have been. Now, how much more, you know, that's all up for discussion. You know, the analytics stuff was all the craze a couple of years ago. And of course, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we see teams like the Chargers. Well, the analytics say we need to go for it on every fourth down. And, you know, they're losing football games, important football games, because they're going for it on fourth and three from their own 25 in the third quarter of a game that they have to win to get into the playoffs. Just because the analytics say, you know, you have a better chance on that particular play doesn't mean you do it every single time. You have to play your gut, too. You have to, you know, understand what's going on that football field on that day. Because no two football games are exactly the same, just like no two baseball games are the same, or basketball. But in those sports, I know if a guy can hit left-handed pitching, he's probably going to continue that. If he hits left-handers at a 340 with a 340 batting average against left-handers, he's probably going to keep that up, or whatever the OPS is. But in football, it's just so different because there's 11 guys involved. But I do think it has a place in the scouting part of the whole thing. You know, you want your guys to be the certain size and have certain speed and have certain things. But then you have guys like Aaron Donald who blow that up because he's not the ideal height. He's not the ideal weight. He's just a football player. So that's the thing that you have to balance with football, you know, and the analytics part of it. So I thought that was interesting for Andy Weidel. He's going to bring some of that aspect to the Steelers. But they're never going to be a team that just relies strictly on analytics, and nor should they be. It has a place, but it can't be the be-all, end-all in football. That's going to do it for today's Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. You can listen to all of our shows here on the network, talking Pirates, Steelers, Penguins, lots of Pitt, Penn State, all kinds of good stuff on here. The look back by, you know, those are always good as well. Give us a like. Share it. Go ahead. We like that as well. The more people who listen, the better. And I hope you enjoyed this edition. I'm Dale Lally. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.